This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
What's happened today is that, you know, with the social media, it's gone to another level. This riya, this showing off to people, has gone to another level. Like no other time. People have to, you know, take photos of everything. Photos of everything. Every moment there's got to be some kind of photo. And you've got to really ask yourself, why are you doing this? Because if you're doing this, okay, fine, you know, a photo here and a photo there just to show someone else, fine. But if you're doing it constantly because you want people to look at you, you want people to admire you, you want people to sort of, you know, look at you as the person that everybody should talk about, that everybody should look at, then you're running into a problem. So this thing about having selfies all the time, and I don't know if you've noticed or something, okay, most of these people who take selfies, they're always smiling, which is fine. But you know what? They don't smile that much in their lives. The only reason they're smiling is because when others will see them, they want to see them happy. And then they run into trouble, because when you look at the Facebook, you know, posts and the Instagram posts and so on, you kind of see that, you know, they've got a lot of likes and a lot of people looking at them, and they've always put those, you know, the brilliant clothes, the latest clothes, the smartest thing that they've got, their face is looking beautiful, and they've taken so many different pictures of these all the time that it gives you an image that this person is like this. And the truth is, they're not like that. They can't smile like that. You know, no person smiles that much, okay? I wish you do, okay? But they don't. And they give a fake image, then they have to live up to that image. Now you're in a competition. Because you've put yourself up there, people expect you to be up there, now you have to live a life to be up there. And it's hard. And then they go into depression mode. Or they go into, you know, feeling bad about themselves because they think, I'm not getting as many likes. To get my next few likes, I have to, or next few, you know, whatever it is, I have to make sure that I do something new. Then you start doing something silly. There are a lot of these young people now who've got into a life where they'll do silly things just to get that attention. And they're ruining their reputation, they ruin the future. Now others laugh at them, others give them the likes, but what do they get in the end? They don't get respect in the end. You don't get true respect over a few years. Once you do something silly and you put it onto social media, and people have seen that, people, they will post their food. Look what I've cooked. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's once a week you've cooked, or once a month you've cooked. I don't know what you're cooking, but why do you have to send photos to everyone of all the things that you're eating? I mean, one thing is there's the evil eye. Do you guys understand? Do you understand the evil eye? Yeah, there's the evil eye. If I'm ever going to send a photo of my food, I'll tell the people who've taken the photo, I'll say that send it after 48 hours. I want to make sure that food has been digested. Do you understand, yeah? Because you send the picture right now, people see it and their mouth gets watery. They've given you the evil eye and you're there eating it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You're going to get food poisoning, my friend, or something's going to happen to your stomach. People send these pictures, they don't realize they send pictures of their houses, their cars, their families, and what are you doing? Well, one thing is, you're not doing all of this for Allah's sake, that's for sure. You know, showing my whole life to people, look what I've got this car, I've got this holiday, I've got this house, I'm doing this, and you're sending all of that constantly to people, you're increasing the level of jealous people you have in your life. And straight up, the more gifts people know that you have on this earth, and the more you advertise that, the more you have attracted the jealous people on this earth. And the more jealous people you have. Okay, so you can start counting how many jealous people you've got. And once people get jealous of you, then you've got now enemies that are wanting to have these things to go away from your life. Or they will give you the evil eye. So you run into further trouble. If you've got whatever you've got, look, show a little if you want to show it. There's nothing wrong in showing a few things that you've got. Fine. But don't go overboard with everything that you want to show to others. Why? You're going to get a lot of people who will become your enemies for no reason. You know, be considerate of your life. Just because you've got this social media device, doesn't mean that you use it to show your entire life. I mean, let's look at it. Before this social media came, before you could take photos and send it to people so easily within seconds and show them across the whole of the world, did we ever have that kind of life that everybody knows what you've got? Did we have that, guys? Yes or no? No one knew. Only a few people that were close to you, who came to your house, who you allowed them to enter your house, who knew of you, they were the only few people. And even then, if you allowed them to see what you've got and you talked about it, they knew what you had. Right now, the world is suffering seriously. And I don't know what problem we're going to get into next. But a lot of people are feeling down, they don't have enough. Why? Because A, you're watching others with all the things that they've got, and you're thinking, wow, he's got that. Wow, she's got that. Wow. And people are flicking through Instagram video after video, YouTube video after video from the channel. They're looking at the vlogs. They're looking at the Facebook videos they put there. And they're wowing. Look, my friend. One thing is, you don't need to see what's going on in everyone's life. You don't need to see what others have got, because then you're going to feel that you don't have enough. And then you're going to feel that you're not showing respect to Allah Azza wa Jal, or showing appreciation for what you've got. So you run into another problem yourself. Or you get into a competition with them and you start to show what you have. And all of this is showing off. Tell me how much of this is for Allah's sake. How many people send all of this for Allah's sake? Look, there's nothing wrong in you having good clothes and so on. Like I said to you, the hadith, last time, that the Sahabi said, I like to have good clothes and I like to have good shoes. And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah loves to see the extent of his gifts on his servant. Allah likes that. That is not what arrogance is. Now, showing off is not having good clothes. Look, if you wear good clothes because you like to appear nice in front of others, you don't want to appear scruffy. You don't want to appear, someone who's disheveled in front of others. But you want to appear nice in front of others. That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Safar curriculum covers all the Islamic educational needs of young Muslims today in a fun, simple and engaging way. Tried and tested for over 15 years at one of the UK's leading maktabs. The curriculum has been adopted by hundreds of institutions around the world and makes your child's journey in seeking knowledge easy, meaningful and dynamic. This innovative and comprehensive curriculum covers Quran and Tajweed, Islamic studies, du'as and surahs, as well as Arabic in an integrated and structured way. Visit safarpublications.org to find out more.